So we're holding in Simon Reis Amavav. We did Sifud Beis. We have to do the Mishaburos and Sifud Beis. So we did some of the Mishaburos, but we're holding in Sifkat and Lamed Hei. Okay, so a person who forgot his Kisolav B'Shabbos. So if he's in the house, the problem is Muksa. So we allow him to go to a different room to be able to drop it over there in a way which he can put it away without a problem of his, having it where to store it. So the hatter is the din of muksa b'yada. Now this is the machlokes, like he's going to say in a second. There is a clear Gemara which talks about this idea. Once you have muksa b'yada, you can put it down wherever you want. You don't have to put it. You don't have to drop it. The case over there was klishim latal yisur. Does this hatter apply to other types of muksa, like money, which is muksa machmas gufay? It's a full muksa, it's not just klishim latal yisur. Does this heter of once you have it in your hand, you can continue to carry it wherever you want? So that's a machlokes. Or go b'yura hikra b'zeb. V'ayin re'alocha mashik sav the b'zeb b'shem et derech ha'chaim. So we'll see in the we'll take a look at the bar halacha. So that's a general point. There was a person klishim latal yisur. A person picked up. Well, there is actually two ways to say the machlokes. The klishim latal yisur. I picked up the tzarek gufa, the tzarek mekayim. So I'm allowed to do that. So I have a heter to pick it up. Now I got it off. I needed the chair. The hammer was on the chair. I pick up the hammer. Now what should I do with it? Okay, it's off the chair. Drop it. No, once you pick up a heter, you're allowed to take it wherever you want and put it away. You can go take it to the tool shelf and put it down the tool shelf. You don't have to drop it right away. Let's you pick the klishim latal yisur. So that's you picked up a tzarek heter. So that everybody agrees to. Let's say you picked up klishim latal yisur, but you picked up yisur. You had no tzarek gufa, tzarek mekayim. You just not picked it up. Maybe is that mutter? And now, not klishim latal yisur, but muksa mamish. You picked up. Do you have a heter to take it wherever? So that's three levels in the machlokes. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying that I think it's the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Ches also is mashim like that. Once you have muksa b'yada, you're not mechiv the drop. You're allowed to move it to a safer place. V'im yatech agur take it v'yipal amos yuchal obli dehefset. Efshah shagam l'grom mutter ayin rebong arom sim katan yudal b'sim katan l'chav. But even the grom might agree if by dropping it right here, the same way we're matter many different things over here, in order to, because we're worried about the hefset, so we might be matter. Even according to the Gra, if by leaving it here, there's going to be a hefsid, so we'd be mad to that. Okay, so, fine. Let's see the Bir Halacha on that. Yochol Leilich. I'm a Shabur Mashik Sal, the Mashem Gra, Bir Rechem, I create like this. The Kishi Yeshalat Taras Kli, Vihilon Nasis Bosses Lamos. In a case where you have a kli over here, which isn't the bosses, how is that possible? So we'll see when we get the Chuzmuksa that to become a bosses for a davar aser, it has to be there at the beginning of Shabbos, has to be put there intentionally, with intention to leave it there coming into Shabbos. So if a person, in his freezer, so they hit a Shabbos, so raw meat is muksa. So they have their challah and the raw meat is on top of the challah. So they didn't put it there, it just fell there, so it's not a bus. Let's say they put it there during the middle of the week, and said, I have another place to put it, it's a good place to put it for now, I'll take care of it later. And then they forgot, and they left it there, come Shabbos, they need to move this. So they can't move the meat, because that's muksa. Can they pull the challah out from underneath? Well, the challah is a bus, it's to the meat. No, it's not, I didn't put the meat on top of the challah, because I want the meat to be on top of the challah. It's just, I had no other place to put it, so I put it there. So the Rebbe Tam said, that's not called buses. So in the case where you had a money in the kiss, came in Shenicha Beshicha, for example, he put it there, Beshicha, he had not necessarily planned to, let's say, leave it there over Shabbos, the money over there over Shabbos in this kiss. So once the Kli is not a boss's, even though it's a Kli Shem Latal Yisr, because its function is to hold money, so it's a Kli Shem Latal Yisr, so an empty wallet is still Kli Shem Latal Yisr, but So now you can move it to your storage box and put it in the storage box. Then he said, like the grow, that you'd have to drop it. There's a fascinating status of the Mila knife that it bets him it's a klisha malat delisha because it's made for doing an act of chabura, which is not what they're on Shabbos, except in a unique scenario when it's a prispis manor. So we look at that as go back a step. So the definition of klisha malat of muksimach was sorry, kiss, I told you from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, is we start the yisod of muksa is that. Its primary use I cannot do with it. The secondary use is I don't plan to do with it. That's I'm being maxed on my dasim. So something which has no use at all, it's muksa machus gufa. It's stone, so that's very simple. It's muksa because I have no intention to use it. Klishma not deliser. It's not a full muksa because even though the primary use I will not use it for, I'm maxed dasim that. But I don't mind using it for secondary uses. So I'm not totally maxed das. I have something which is very valuable, but its primary use is something which is mutter on Shabbos. I have a very, very expensive Kiddush cup. It's not muksa, because its primary use is for something which is mutter on Shabbos. So I'm not makadas from it. You're right, it's very expensive. I wouldn't use it for anything else. But what I will use it for, I can do on Shabbos. So muksa machos chasaron kis always starts, the Shulchan Aruch says, it always starts with the klishim not the list. So it means like this. So the primary use, I'm not going to use it on Shabbos. The other use is I will not use it for because it's too expensive to use it for those things. Now you have Muksa Chasar and Kis. So how do you look at an Ismail knife? The Ismail for the Mila. L'chara, it's Mutar to do Mila on Shabbos. So it's not Shaykh Muslim Chasar and Kis. I don't use an Ismail for anything else. It's too delicate, too expensive to be used for any other type of purpose because it's just going to damage the knife and make it not usable for the Mila. But the primary use is for a Mila. So l'chara, it's not Muksa. Halacha says it looks at it that it's Muksa. Because the primary use in many scenarios is Mila is not Mutar on Shabbos. So we looked at it that's a Muksa. So now when I do the Mila afterwards, I have a problem. I have Muksa in my hands. So I say, okay, nope, drop it. He says, I'm sorry, I'm never going to do a meal on Shabbos again. That's what happens after it's going to damage my knife. So Chazal, we're not machayev me, so I'm allowed to put it away in that room. I can't carry it to another room. But they gave that much of a leeway to, now why that we look at it like a klisha malat l'isser and chasar and kis, I always found fascinating. I do not understand 100% why. I mean, the primary use is for meal on Shabbos, which really is mutter. So, okay, I never understood that. Okay, but that is the fact in halacha. Okay. Fine. Okay, now let's say he found the money. He realized he has the money on him, not in the house, but he's in the shuk. Okay. So he can't bring it home. So what the Shulchan Ramah says, he should just undo his belt and let it fall to the ground, and then have a goy to be shamrit. And the goy brings it home. He doesn't have to stop it. Okay. So the Mishibur Olam involved. B'shuk ha'mamakim shlo osu b'rechayva hu shitufim mavuas. So the case would be, even if it wasn't necessarily an area which you cannot make an Erev, but they didn't do a Shituf, they didn't do the process of the Shituf part of it. Okay. He's not worried about somebody stealing it. But if he's worried that they're going to steal it, so now, malasot. What are you going to do? So, we're back to this on Baal Mamonai. He's not traveling from Mishaych Shabbaterach. He's in the city, whatever it is. But if you tell him to just leave the wallet there and ask the guy to watch it, he's like, right. So you're worried about, we're going to have to create some type of heter. So Zot Mishabura. He can run home without stopping. Now, so this is, so he will not do any akira, but this is he realized that he was had it on his body while he was walking, and he had not, and he did not stop. So now, so Mishabura reads, which is not, this is a discussion. Mishabura reads like as long as from the time that he realized that he had it, he had not stopped, even though from the time he left the home with it in his pocket, he had stopped. So it comes out when he starts running, he's now in a state of motion and there's no akira. There was an Amida Lafush 3 minutes ago when he came out of the house and he stopped by the red light. But since at that point in time he was not aware that he has it at all, we're not going to consider that an act of akira that would then preclude my running, because now I have an akira of the running and then I do with that. Now that's great. You know, that's makes it 10 times worse. And he also says, because well, some of the base, you kind of take a kalacha yad of the base of chenal. So that's the Mishabura reads. The Mishabura doesn't do too much more with this. There is a, I'm going to say, if I recall correctly, it's a Dogam Ravova, which says if you have an option to go back to where you came from, that's better in halacha, because that takes away that lo yisivida machshavta, you didn't accomplish what you wanted to accomplish to go to from point A to point B, you went back to point A. So that's a mile in halacha. And this issue of if the person has paused from the time he left the house until now is an issue. That pause is considered connected to the fact that he had the item in his pocket. And this is based on a grah. The grah says that since the halacha is a person's chayav mashmash b'kisay, mashmash before Shabbos to make sure he has nothing on him, so he had a responsibility. We gave him a responsibility to be mavar whether he has something. So apparently the person either did not do so, or did so and then forgot that he had it. You know, it was, okay, I'll take care of it later. So there was some level either of awareness or at least a responsibility to have awareness. So you cannot call him just a mizasik ba'alma, you know, because he has a responsibility to be aware. It means he's choosing, sort of, as it were, to accept this fact that this is what's going on in his pocket. So then he did an akira when he stopped. See, if he left the house, he hasn't stopped since then, so he's fine. Or if he just stopped, lakatev, so he's right there, fine. If he stopped, so suppose it's like this. If it's something of minimal value, the correct thing to do is while he's still walking is to drop his kalach yad. So he didn't do hanocha now, and he did a kalach yad. So empty out the turn of the pocket inside out, let it fall.
But didn't he certainly do an akira when he left the house? It's not a akira account, the one that he did in Rosh Hashanah.
That's why you should run back to the same place you came from. So then you end up doing an akira and the hanocha back in the same place. So preferably you should go back to where you came from. So if you can't, if it's something of minimal value, the best thing to do is drop it now. Kalachiyat, you did an akira, you did a hanocha now, kalachiyat, and that's what you can do. While if he's already stopped, so he stopped. Okay, so now you do. You only can do is pachas vav medalaramis. That's only eight that he has. If a person can put it down within this you know, while he hasn't stopped, if he can find a Malkum Patur to put it on, so that would also be that would be your preferred option, even better than dropping a Kelach HaYad, is put it on a Malkum Patur. Now, what's a Malkum Patur? So Malkum Patur, something which is less than 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. So right, so some of the traffic control boxes are probably might be, you know, some of the larger ones are
here.
What?
The ones here.
Are dollar by dollar.
Yeah, but ones in New York are smaller.
Right, so dollar by dollar is not very big. It's 12 inches by 12 inches. The only interesting question is how tall it has to be. Because we're left with this funny scenario, because the law is a Malkum Patur, which is even as long as it's 3 Tvachim off the ground, anything which is 4 by 4 and above 3 Tvachim off the ground is a Malkum Patur. And a Carmelis, it's only Malkum Patur if it's it's less than 4 by 4 and it's more than 10 Tvachim off the ground. Because a Carmelis, since it arises, every Carmelis is a Malkum Patur. The Chazal imposed the din of a Carmelis on that midrash of Malkum Patur. There's no din of Malkum Patur on a Carmelis. But a Carmelis only reaches till 10 Tvachim. The same Rosh Hashanah only reaches till 10 Tvachim. So, if you have a hydrant, so different Pinksics have different, you know, different areas have their hydrants are taller or shorter. Some places that have very high hydrants, so the hydrant is less than 4 by 4 and it's above 10 Tvachim. It's a Malkum Patur, even in a Carmelis. Some places it's lower. So, in Rosh Hashanah, I mean, your middle Manhattan, which is Rosh Hashanah, so, you know, I don't care. So, as long as it's more than 12 inches, every hydrant is more than 12 inches off the ground. So a hydrant is a Malkum Patur.
So here we have to be
right here. Yeah, but now you might be dealing with the Rabbanan, because it's Rabbanan, so you can make it to more than 30 inches.
If the person had already made it, how does going back to where they started from help if they had made a stop already? Isn't the second
Akhira
was ready when they were in
a... Right, but there's still a Yenavloi Savita Makshavtai. You didn't want to, you didn't accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. Uh-huh. Well, you were saying that your act was bringing it... from point A to point B, you end up going back to point A. So it's really preferred to go back to point A.
As opposed to just dropping it, assuming you can't stop it,
and
just
dropping
somewhere.
Right. If you stopped...
If
you stop and you hold like the grow that that's considered stopping, yeah, you have a problem. You need Dalaramas. The one interesting thing which you can do is you can put it down on the Malkum Patur.
Right.
And then you can take it off the Malkum Patur, so now you have no Akira.
Uh-huh.
An Akira from Malkum Patur is not called an Akira. So theoretically, but you know, I have not seen any Poskim say that though. They just say put it on the Malkum Patur and that, you know, they expect you to leave it there, you know. Or do halicha pachas on the Alamas. It would seem to me that once you have a Malkum Patur, now it has to be real hanocha. Can't just be, I'm putting it there in order to be able to take it off right afterwards, because it's a game. But there has to be a real hanocha, but I can put it there and they say, oh yeah, hey, it's Malkum Patur, I can take it. So the chara, that should be fine. And then you would still be preferred to go back to where you came from. What's interesting, which I don't remember. I remember working on this for a while. I couldn't get clear. Let's say, so there's an Israel of Dalai Lamas also. So I'm doing all this while I'm, you know, trying to figure all that while I'm going around and around and around in circles within my Dalai Lamas, right? So I'm not going anywhere. And I realize I have a Malkum Patur more than Dalai Lamas away. So is that better to go to the Malkum Patur, which is more than Dalai Lamas away? So I'm over this, but I do end up doing a Hanukkah on a Malkum Patur, which then retroactively takes away the Halicha, because the Halicha, Dalai Lamas, not a Hanukkah, is nothing. Or is it better to drop it over here, Kalach HaYad? So I never was able to prove that one way or the other, which one is better. So... either drop a Kalach HaYad over here and then not walk Dalai Lamas, or go Dalai Lamas to reach a Malkum Patur and put it on the Malkum Patur.
That
the stopping which you did beforehand seems to be considered a. The Gra also has an interesting thing. That the Gra says that halacha that you're not allowed to, you're required to check your pockets before Shabbos, is also mechayiv not to put anything in your pockets on Shabbos. If you live in a place where there's no Erev, so walking outside, the point of checking around, you shouldn't walk outside inadvertently. So I check my pockets. It's also mechayiv not to put anything in my pockets the whole Shabbos. Because we have the same problem. So this is the Gra, interesting point of the Gra. Even while you're inside, he says you're back to square one. We don't want you putting it in your pocket because you might walk out inadvertently. So, in my house, I want to put something in my pocket. I say, excuse me, you can't do that because now you might walk outside with that thing in your pocket. So the whole Shabbos is I can't put anything in my pockets.
Seems like
the beer locker brings it, if I call correctly.
For example, gloves. Gloves is a
chumrah,
not to put on gloves.
Right, that's right. Okay, see, gloves might be a little bit better because probably the derech of gloves is, you might argue, is to take them off and put them on. But, you know, take them out of the pocket and put them on, maybe. Right? Yeah. Okay, now. So I found this head of autumn ball of Mamoina is the money that you have already. The money that you found, which you like to get, even though it's very enticing, they didn't give this head to. You're not going anywhere. Filhachi is also shemuksa. You can't pick it up because it's a muksa problem. You can't say, well, he's losing money. He's not losing anything. He doesn't have it yet. You can't even tell the goy to take it. So, really, Rabbi, make all your day in Yehudi via prima godim. Make all gam can all your day in Yehudi. After hulo hekel kim hagbo all your day in Yehudi to rak till the balma. Kreger was matter. This are muksa. So he can't tell him to carry it and do the melacha of Dalet Amos or Hachnosa. But if he brings it in his own, you don't have to stop him. So the Bir Alocha comes along and says, what would be the case where it's Rav Yisrael and therefore it's you're picking up to do Hashem's Aveda. So he says, we're not going to matter the head of Dalet Amos. So he wants to pick it up to be able to return it back to the Bailim. So we're not going to give him the head to the Dalet Amos because we're only mad to that because of the Adam Bola Mamoina. And sad to say, people are more Bola on the Mamoina than they are on Bola Al Mitzvosai. He says, I'm overwhelmed by the fact that I'm not going to do the Mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda on the Zarniki. So I might be Michal Shabbos because of it. We don't usually find people saying that. We do find people being Bola Mamoina. So we're not giving out to the Pachat Simpon Dalet Amos. So he clears the Shabbos, maybe, but mitzad, if I'm willing to stand there till the end of Shabbos, maybe we should be matur this or muksa to save the other person from a peseda. That's what that's what he's masupik about.
What do you mean? What would you do?
I stay there till the end of Shabbos. I pick it up this way; it's safe. And I'll do a Shabbos away after Shabbos. But meanwhile, I'm going to stay there. I'll stay the time of Shabbos, whatever it is. But if I'm afraid, if I don't pick it up, a goy will come along and take it or something like that.
So you're just standing there, wouldn't be enough protected.
Right. So if I felt that the only way to be safe by picking it up, so he says, take a look over there in Tav Kupay Vav, in the Bir Groshom, which the Moshe Dishra points out that over there the Mishabura brings to Mordechai that Muksa is Nitcha because of my Mitzvah. If I need to do a mitzvah, I can be mad to this or muksa. The Mishabur's lesson is Yeshla Ayin. He doesn't sound like he's saying, he says, I'm not sure, and look over there. He didn't say, and therefore it's mutter. So he said, maybe we deal with Hashabbos Aveda differently than mitzvah. There's a, I'm assuming he means there's a Gemara, and it's 100% comparison, there's a Gemara in Bamitzi and Daf Lamed. The Gemara says, even though you say Esed HaChalosa, say, but in Hasei, which is the Surah Demamayna, you don't say Esed HaChalosa, say. So you wouldn't say Hashem was a Veda, it's Doicha Loisa Asei. Because be Yisoidoi, and Asei is, it's a Din moment. And Aseis, which are be Yisoidoi, a Din moment, not a Din Mitzvah, so you don't say Asidach Loisa Asei. So maybe the same thing comes to Mitzvah, the same type of idea. Be Yisoidoi, it's Mr. Brewer is clearing that the Mitzvah being Doicha Moksa is referring to a mitzvah ben adam l'malkim, not a ben adam l'chaveira, which is found, it's rooted really in mominus. Okay, Simon Reis Samazai. Didn't have tefillah b'erev Shabbos. The tefillah samincha b'erev Shabbos ain't noiflan al panim. We don't do the tefillah sepayim on erev Shabbos. Good. So the mishabura aleph. I need to be quiet. And noiflim imneishu somach lechnas a Shabbos kekasev levush, because it's right before Shabbos and it's not the appropriate time to do that. Because we regard him the near the hood in kishpalim mincha gedarla achak katzoyis nami and noiflim alpanayim. So it's just because it's right next to Shabbos that wouldn't apply when you daven mincha gedarla. Okay, misha yoichu pas achak katzoyis kam kinyan lomer alan res bovel kiim shirem alus vayn ve'alocha. He said the Bir Lochus says we find this by Hilchos Avelus that some of the Hilchos Avelus end by Erev Shabbos already earlier on. That some of the Dini Avelus, the example of it was Kifas Amita, so there's no Dini Kifas Amita at that point in time. It says Min HaMincha allowed to put the bed back to normal Min HaMincha. So we see that the coming of Shabbos allows an easing of elements of the veil is similarly the fields of pine, which is talking about the macabre din, you know, and the tzora. It's not the appropriate thing that being doing Arab Shabbos. Yeah. Sif Beis Makdimin Li Spala Arbis Yosemim Bimosachol. So they without Marav. So we wanted to have a marav earlier. A person, if they want, they can, ready from Plaga Mincha, they can be madlik, they can be Mekabel Shabbos, they can eat the Suda, they can daven, they can eat the Suda, violence and Lama Gimel, Ketzim, Masharin, Shir, Plaga Mincha. And we'll figure out what that means. Okay, Zakti Mishabura, Makdimin. Mishum dahavi nehigi alma the kabbalayim shabbos v'chiposa chashiach tibur baruchu kileyal b'sim reis samachalot tiptal. Their kabbalah shabbos was by baruchu. Okay, menochem lahaktim ispala arvus kilahaktim kabbalah shabbos. Therefore, should daven marav early in order to be makabel shabbos early. Who adin the yochel kabbal loved shabbos kadam tefilas arvus. You can do it not through arvus, just by being makabel it. So for our minig nowadays, we're makabel with mitzvah shalim shabbos over the chodoydi. So so we can makabel that and makabel shabbos early, and independent of tefillas arvus. So plaga mincha lamal, you can do that. Even people the whole week which are mocked with the daven marav after it says kedav marav early in erev Shabbos, v'vashiyim plaga mincha ve'elik long as after plaga mincha. The kibbutz nitzotzel ha'isim mechol al kodesh. There's a mitzvah to be moisiv. Kar kibbutz Shabbos alav, and by doing so he's been mekabel Shabbos. So we can consider plaga mincha like laila regards to tefillah, in due to the fact that we brought the Shabbos early, maybe makabel Shabbos early. Okay, achanoy ken yizor al kaponim be'er Shabbos these plaga mincha kadim plaga mincha. But to do that, you need to daven mincha beforehand, before plaga mincha. Kedeshal yia tarti de sasri adari. Shouldn't be a stira. How does the Rashi of Yehuda of Gemara zman mincha nimshak rak ad plaga mincha misham elach habizman tefilas arvus? That's a bonin zman mincha who ad sefer yom zman arva who be'erev. So you have this stira over here. The Magen Rama says you can't do this. You can't daven mincha after plaga mincha. Then mima kabbal shabbos daven arv after plaga mincha. But Yesh Arbim, he brings over Yesh Arbim, which is a Derech Chaim. The Betzibar Yesh Hakol, he spell him Arbim, but Yoim Af Im, he spell Mincha Acher Plaga Mincha. You can actually do both in the same time period for a Tzibar. So this is a Kula for a Tzibar, that they can daven Mincha after Plag, and then daven Marav during that same, after Plag before Tzeis, they can daven Marav as well. Zatim Shabura, but nearly the only smoke of Zer Rakashu Mispala Marva Koponim Bibena Shmoshes Bashasat Kak, Aboloi Kashu Adain Varayam, Kriyashon Yaksu, Mikra Kashu Varilala, Amir Loch. So that much you should at least do is the Dava Mincha before Bena Shmoshes, and then Daven Marv, if not by Tetzik Kachovim, but at least during Bena Shmoshes. So that much you have some element of a differentiation between it. It might be Marv, it might be Lila, this Bena Shmoshes is a Suffolk Lila. So that's at least, there's some element of the possible this is Lila. And then about it, obviously you have to say Kriya Shema again later on.
Okay.
Right.
Most of our shuls
do this regularly. Well, they do it in the week also.
Yeah, even during the week.
Right. Well, our Shabbos, you feel a little bit better at least. The Archaim seems to say it's okay. At least to some. The Archaim does not make that condition of Shasat Chak. That's the Mishabura's. You know, his suffer. But their Chaim, at least, seem to say that it's okay. Now, you can take a look over here in the Biralacha. Let's just take a look at the Biralacha. Paga Mincha. I'm a Shabur Mashuk Sabdu, the Yeshurman, the Betzibur, Behumidar Chachaim, she calls the Betzibur Yesh Lahakam Tam, Kim and the Shemar Kermis, Noigam Lahakam Zer Gambachal. Like the Rama said, Rish Tam Gimel Mitam Shatircha Leosum LePamayim LeKapsum. So during the weekdays, they're makel during the weekdays because it was difficult to get everybody together. Al Kapanim Yeshu Lehem Lismach Al High Time of Erev Shabbos at Kalan Shana. So we'll at least rely on that Erev Shabbos. Mashuk Sal Lashen Lismach. That which I said, but it's not such a great idea. Humishim Lechol Akredim LeYiskira Kulazu. Nobody else besides Derech Chaim says this Kula. We have really no, the Morris is very clear that you can't do a tarti disaster, and we have really no kula to do both in the same time frame. So if the whole week we're careful not to do this, so how can we be makel on it during the Shabbos? So it means that we have a person who's makbid the whole week. He said, listen, since the rest of the tzibur is not makbid, I should be makel like them on Erev Shabbos. It says, "Gemal devel, come on Shabbos. You do so much. You're the whole week you don't do." Okay, Mashuk Salim Bevin Shmosh Yeshnitz Mechalkom B'Shasat Chak. There is a Magen Rama Gar Tesvira that Ben Shmosh is a Suffolk Lila for Darbonin. You can assume maybe it's Lila. That's why Kriyas one you're going to have to repeat. So the Derech Chaim seems accepted as, you know, you can do it. The Mishabura is not so enamored with the Mahalo. Okay, let's see what's in. When I can finish. Told the Mishabura, so the Mishabura is a cotton dial.